Now, a lot of people want to know what we do on the 15th of Sha'ban and what nafil we can read. There are a lot of beautiful wazaif and nafils and worships that you can do. One that is recommended by the scholars and the pious predecessors made it a tradition are to read 6 rakat nafil after your Maghrib Salah. So what they recommend is this, that you pray your 3 farz for Maghrib, your 2 sunnats, and then make the intention of the 6 nafil in batches of 2. And you say, before you start the first 2, you say, Ya Allah, by virtue of these, grant me a long life and give me well-being. And then you pray your 2 rakat nafil. Then, for the second 2, make the intention that, Ya Allah, because of these 2 nafils, grant me freedom from calamities, protect me from all difficulties and calamities. Then you pray your 2 rakat nafil. Then for the 3rd one, make the intention that, Ya Allah, by virtue of these, do not make me dependent upon anybody else but you. And in between every 2 rakats, the scholars say that you should pray your first 2, then recite Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, 21 times, then pray the next 2, then repeat this again. Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, 21 times, and then the 3rd set of nafil, and then again Surah Ikhlas 21 times, and then make a dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Humble yourself in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, knowing that this is the night of salvation. This is the night that the creator of the heavens and the earth is calling out to you, that come to me. I am manifesting myself in my own majestic way in the skies. Ask me for forgiveness. Ask me for my bounties. Ask me for my protection from calamities, and I will give you whatever you want. So don't waste this night. As well as this, you can also make the intention to read Salatul Tasbih as well. And those nafil have their own special benefits as well. But don't waste this night. Use every moment to try and gain closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal. And let me share with you finally a little trick. You know, the scholars write, in accordance with the Hadith Mubarakah, that whoever prays his Isha namaz with Jama'at and then the Fajr with Jama'at gets the reward of worshipping all night. So on this blessed night, try and get to the masjid for Isha, pray with Jama'at, stay busy in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal for as long as you can. And when you get tired, go to sleep, but make sure you get up just before Fajr time, pray your tahajjud, do your sehri, and then make sure you pray your Fajr with Jama'at. And this way, as well as the little bits of ibadah, the little bits of worship we do, we will also get the reward of worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal all night, inshallah Azza wa Jal.